a special exhibit that focuses on the end of the U.S. Civil War and post-war Michigan, opened this fall at the Michigan Historical Center in downtown Lansing. Conceived in Liberty focuses on themes from President Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. The exhibit features artifacts from Michigan soldiers and stories of their key roles at the war's crucial battles. Conceived in Liberty then turns to the war's end, the following two decades, and Michigan's economic expansion and diversity. Sandra Clark is executive director and curator at the Michigan Historical Center. WKER's Peter Wharf tours the exhibit with Clark in this final part of a three-part series. Sandra Clark begins this leg of the tour with stories of new post-war commerce, from soft drinks to cheese making.
And that didn't mean that Michigan didn't know how to make cheese before the Civil War, but they made it for home use.
Right.
You had your cows, you milked them, you made butter, you had milk, and you made cheese. And MSU plays a part in saying, wait a minute, you could be selling this cheese and making money, you could basically commercialize it. It challenges people to start cheese factories, and the folks in Lenawee County take them up on the challenge, and they go out, a few of them go out, they look at New England, they figure out how cheese factories are set up, and they start making cheese, Michigan cheese. Michigan cheese doesn't survive as a cheese, so we're not sure how it does taste for sure, but that's the brand. It's called Michigan cheese. It's a soft cheese. Farmers will bring their milk into the cheese factory. They sell stocks in these factories, and they begin not making the cheese for their own use, but making the cheese to send to Detroit and beyond.
Let's look at a name that every Michigander knows, James Verner.
James Verner, we all know Verner's Ginger Ale. The story that is told, and we can't verify this for absolute sure, but it's been told for a very long time, so it probably is true. Verner's a pharmacist. And back before the Civil War, pharmacies sold flavored water. So Verner has been experimenting with how you can flavor water and make it a soda fountain kind of thing. And he's put some of it in casks in the basement. He goes off, he serves in the war. He starts out as a pharmacist in the war and actually becomes a military man. Comes back to Detroit and opens one of these things that's been sitting around since he left for the war, and decides it tastes pretty darn good. And that is the start of Verner's Ginger Ale. There are other things that we know. You know, right next to this is a little bed from the Whittacombe Furniture Manufacturers. And these are guys that Dad was a cabinet maker in Grand Rapids. They're part of the Michigan Engineers, who we haven't talked about. But this is a real unique thing, too. The engineers and mechanics, there's only four volunteer groups of those in the whole war. Yeah. They're the guys that fix railroads, they build pontoon boats, they build blockhouses, very rough carpentry, but the Whittacombes are part of that. And when they come back, they start manufacturing fine furniture and create one of those Grand Rapids furniture companies that becomes part of that nationally known industry out of Grand Rapids.
Can we go to this final display here in the Conceived in Liberty exhibit? So now we really come full circle in the exhibit to see this 24th Michigan Infantry battle flag.
Yes, and this may be one of the most famous flags that we have, and we have a huge collection of battle flags. This will not be up for the whole exhibit because we will switch the flags out. That's part of our strategy to preserve them for the long haul. Right. But this is with that 24th Michigan that was so devastated at Gettysburg.
Right. And this was actually there, this flag.
This is the flag, yes. This is the flag that was there. Right. When you fought in the Civil War, you couldn't hear very well, obviously. You didn't have headphones so that you could hear, talk to each other. Right. You followed your flag. Right. So the flag it keeps you together. You're proud of it, all the things we think of the flag, but you also have to have it to know where you're supposed to be and where you're supposed to go.
Right.
So the color bearer who carries the flag is terribly important. He also is not armed. The color guard is armed. They are the people around who are to protect him and the flag. In this case, nine of these men lose their lives in this one battle, protecting this flag. And by the end, I think they say there are 23 bullet holes in the flag itself. By the end of the battle, it happens that one of these people, Abel Peck, he's older, he's 40, he's tall, that's a good qualification,
right.
Honest, moral. He is the first man from the 24th Michigan to die in the battle at Gettysburg. He has been riding home all this time in the service to his daughter. And so we have this letters of father to daughter, first saying, I'm signing up to protect the flag. I feel it's my duty. He talks about the fact that he may die, but to remember he dies with honor.
Do you mind reading it?
Sure.
Thanks.
The first letter, he says, and he always says, dear child, is with heart high with emotion, I attempt to advise you. It becomes my duty to say to you that I have enrolled myself as a volunteer for our country and its flag. This is Detroit, August 14, 1862. Right. In Virginia, in November 1862, he writes, dear child, I have little time to spare and cannot spend it more pleasantly than trying to write to you. If we have to fight, I expect to take my part, and if I fall, you must not mourn, for I think that the honor of having a father die in the defense of his country will make up for the loss you sustain. And then we have from his last letter, which is in the middle of June 1863, as the federal troops are marching north, trying to stop Lee and figure out where they're going to stop Lee. I embrace this opportunity to say to you that I am well. Where we are going is unknown to us, but I suppose the Rebs are trying to get into Pennsylvania or Maryland. Love to all, from your father in haste.
What does it mean to you to be able to curate this exhibit and to share it with people?
Wow, that's a tough question, because this is a labor of love. To be able to take words like these that really tie us to real people and be able to let their stories live again is the highest thing that we do here. And to add to that the artifacts, the things that they touched, and to share that with people, we hope that we're not just sharing cold facts and hard history. We're reminding people that history is all about people. It's about emotion, it's about caring, it's about people making tough decisions. And to me, this brings it all to life, and the chance to work with these things and try to do that, it is the most fun thing that any of us get to do.
Sandra Clark is the executive director of the Michigan Historical Center and curator of Conceived in Liberty, which is here at the center now through August of 2015. Sandra, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been fun.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolfe.